Steve says go ahead.
This is the free one. This is the free one on the 2-for-1.
Well, they're down one. It was a similar situation last game.
Well, this time they're up one.
Well, now there's no 2-for-1 here.
Durant three. Yes! How good is Durant?
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today as the Warriors pull out the comeback win against the Orlando Magic last night, 116-110. Going to cover all that and some news regarding Boogie and Steph's returns. And Draymond's too. It's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got another good one for you. Warriors get the win last night. It was a roller coaster of emotions. I can't even lie to you. But it worked out. It worked out just fine. Fine. Got some news about Boogie and Steph and Draymond, actually, that we will get to a little later. I want to start with the game first off. And it was, it started out ugly. I mean, there's no other way around. It started out really ugly. The Warriors just, I don't know, couldn't get it going. KD was fine. Like, I feel bad because I don't crush him. But with Draymond out, with Steph out, the weight on his shoulders is a lot heavier. He has to do a lot more than he usually does. And he's capable. But, I mean, in the first half, he went 7-16, 2-3 from 3, 20 points. That's not bad. I mean, it's not bad. That's good. That's really good. But it just didn't feel, I don't know, as impactful as his second half performance. And I mean, part of the reason why I say that is because, you know, they were down 17 at the half. So regardless of how well he played, it still wasn't really enough. But he did end up having a monster game. You all know that. I know that. Klay was also one of the guys who had a rough first half, and not just rough first half. He had a rough first three quarters. The third quarter was his worst, actually. Through the first half, he was 4-12, 1-5 from 3 for 10 points. And he finished the third quarter with 10 points. In the third quarter, he was 0-1. That's it. Klay was not good the first three quarters. We all know what happened in the fourth quarter. Going to get to that in just a minute. But throughout the game, it was a struggle. It was a struggle, definitely in the first half. Andre Iguodala does a lot of great things. Scoring isn't one of them, and they could use some scoring. He only hit one shot last night. I don't think that was until the fourth quarter. Third quarter, excuse me. Still, late in the third. Andre, he does good stuff, but, you know, just didn't really show up last night. For the most part, he's really good in transition. And if you can't get in transition, then you lose a lot of his ability. Damian Jones was a mess. His first stint early in the first was fine. He had, you know, a bucket, a block, an assist. And then he just got completely lost. He was not able to follow up a good game against Sacramento. That's for sure. He was a mess and had an awful game, which then gave way to Kevon Looney, who was solid. He just almost always is solid. Big fan of Kevon Looney's and his story, too. When you think about his story, I've heard people talk about DeMarcus Cousins and the Achilles injury being one of the worst injuries that a basketball player can have, especially a big man. And it's one of because the main bad injury for a big man is a hip injury, which Kevon Looney has had, I don't know, five of, I think. He's had his hips operated on, both hips, at least one of them twice, another one once. So the fact that he's still playing and playing well is, it's a good story, man. It's a good thing for him, good thing for the Warriors. And the reason why I bring him up is because Nikola Vucevic, that's one of those names I get wrong a lot, or I don't know, do I? I get the nickname wrong. I call him Vuce. Heard other people call him Vooch, so I don't know. He felt unstoppable last night, but then when you look at his line, it was still pretty damn good, but he was 12 of 21, 1 of 4 from 3, 5 of 6 from the line, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 30 points. So that is really good. But the 12 of 21, it felt like he was unstoppable. It felt like he was 20 of 21. He had a hell of a game. And I mentioned about the size for Damian Jones and why that might be why he would play more. It didn't work out that way. It didn't work out that way. And it didn't really matter. Vuce was getting buckets on everyone. He's a solid player. Not a great player. And I know he's, you know, doing well. It's his contract year, etc. He's ideally your second best option on some teams. I think his best spot would be the third option on a good team. But either way, it doesn't matter. He had a hell of a game last night, was getting buckets in the post. That hook shot felt unstoppable. And then on top of that, Terrence Ross coming off the bench for Orlando was getting buckets at a Terrence Ross rate. He was 9 to 15, 4 of 6 from 3, 28 points. He's in the mold of a Lou Williams, J.R. Smith when he was playing better. Come in, get buckets. And that's exactly what he did. And he's also another guy who's in his contract year and having a great year. Which, I don't know, kind of scares me if I'm a prospective team. I don't know if that's the right term either. But if I'm looking for a free agent and a guy has a great contract year over all his other years, it's kind of like, well, you know, let me just sign you to a bunch of one-year deals then, and you'll be motivated. But it doesn't matter. Terrence Ross came in, killed it. He was great. He was almost unstoppable. Started missing some shots towards the end of the game, and that's part of what helped the Warriors get back in it. Another part of what helped the Warriors get back in it was the fact that Aaron Gordon left the game, I believe, in the third quarter with a lower back injury, which sucks because Aaron Gordon has pretty much been plagued by injuries his entire career. Great talent, but just can't stay on the court. And one of the reasons why that's a big deal is because he did a great job defending Kevin Durant. And that's one of his major abilities on the court is Aaron Gordon's a great defender. He's like 6'9", 230, ridiculous athlete, great lateral movement, good length, good size, just all that stuff. So it's too bad, but it worked to the Warriors' benefit. And that's when KD started getting off a little bit. He started getting his buckets. He was aggressive, and that's the other thing. He's been aggressive the last four or five games getting to the hoop. And I know we look at the shot chart and, you know, we kind of, oh, is he? Is he getting aggressive? Because none of his makes are at the hoop. That's because he's been getting fouled a bunch and been going to the line and knocking down free throws. I think he was 13 of 13 last night. What was he, 16 of 17 against Sacramento, I think. So he's been aggressive, and that's been a big part of his game the last couple. As far as the rest of the team's concerned, people were fine. Quinn Cook struggled again. Not his best game. Still needs to, I don't know, be more consistent, I guess. He was 3 of 10, 2 of 6 from 3, 8 points. But again, those threes that he does hit feel big. Jerebko's kind of struggling. I mean, he's struggling from the three-point line. He just hasn't been knocking them down. But the thing is, which I've talked about being surprised about and being intrigued and appreciative of, is he does more than just shoot. If he's missing his shots, that doesn't mean he's not contributing. Damian Lee was solid. He comes in, he gets buckets. He's not afraid to shoot. And I talked about it yesterday. Did a whole segment on, you know, why guys like Damian Lee and Jonas Jerebko and Quinn Cook and Alphonso McKinney all actually fit better with the Warriors and are perfect fits with the Warriors because they're not afraid to go out there and get buckets. And that's not to say they take wild, ridiculous shots or anything. They take the right shots. Damian Lee was 3-6, 1-4 from three. You'd like him to hit more threes, but still 7 points and got buckets when they needed them. Jordan Bell continues to bring the energy, which is needed on this team, especially with Draymond out. Let's get to the fourth quarter. Klay was struggling all the way up until the fourth. Through the third quarter, he had 10 points, was 1-5 from three, I believe. Yeah, 1-5 from three, 4-13 from the field, and 4 rebounds. He was a minus 12 overall. In the fourth, Klay Thompson was 7-10 from the field, 5-7 from three for 19 points. And we've talked about it before, but it's worth mentioning, especially with how this team can play and how they've played poorly. With Klay, with Steph, KD to a certain extent, they can have a bad game, but one damn good quarter and turn that into a good overall game. You know, Klay was terrible. He was terrible in the first three quarters. Comes in, knocks down his first two threes in the fourth, starts getting it going, ends up going 5-7 from three for the fourth. And there were a couple of sequences that happened in this game that also kind of dictated it. One of the things for Orlando was Mo Bamba, Jonathan Isaac, Jonathan Simmons. These guys shoot. So coming into last night's game, Bamba, 29% from three. Jonathan Isaac, 23% from three. Jonathan Simmons, 18% from three. Bamba hits two threes. Isaac hits three threes. Simmons hits two threes. That's what, 21 points right there just from them shooting threes? Terrible three-point shooters? So that was a big deal for Orlando to get up what it did, to get up 18. And there was a sequence in the game, I think it was third quarter, where Kevin Durant had a vicious chase down block where things are just going incredibly poorly for the Warriors. It was 76-58, give up a turnover. I think KD kind of just lost the ball. And who is it? Augustine on the break. Augustine and Fournier have a 2-on-1 against Klay. Klay forces the pass. Augustine drops it off to Fournier, who tries to lay it up, and KD with a beautiful chase-down block. One of the funniest things, I actually felt bad for Fournier, is the look on his face after the block. He just had no idea Kevin Durant was even in the building, much less chasing him down to swat that thing off the backboard. And when that happened, again, beautiful play, it was great, but after that happened, the Warriors go on a 21-7 run after the KD chase-down block, which then cuts the lead from 18-4 going into the fourth. And that's when Klay Thompson started getting hot. That's when Klay Thompson started getting buckets. And these were classic Klay Thompson shots. It wasn't some of the ones that he's forced. It was him coming off pin downs, coming off screens, in rhythm. Just that beautiful Klay Thompson shot that we all know and love. He was a spark. He was a major spark for this team, but KD was the finisher. Obviously, Klay Thompson deserves a ton of credit, getting 19 points in the fourth quarter. KD, 13 points in the fourth. And 2-3 from three. The clip I played at the beginning of the show was KD knocking down a three to go up 113-109. And by the way, I heard Fitz and JB talking about it. I've seen people on Twitter talking about it. When you're up one, there is no 2-for-1. You run the clock out. KD did the right thing. Because when you're up one, you take one shot and expect your team to play defense. So the idea that you should force a shot when you're up one is ridiculous. KD did the right thing. I know he has blown 2-for-1s before, but this was not that case. But he did knock down that huge three to wrap the game up. There were some sequences late in the game when KD drives for the and one, knocks it down, hits the free throw, and then settles for a jump shot in the next possession. But that's just nitpicking, really. Because Kevin Durant went for 49. So I should just shut up about anything that he did. KD had 49, 6, and 9. 6 rebounds, 9 assists. 2 blocks. This is the first time this year that KD has had multiple blocks in back-to-back games. But not only that, in back-to-back games, I think it's 4 games straight that he's had multiple blocks, and I think he only had 1 game of that. Here's the stat. So 4 straight multi-block games for KD after having 1 or fewer in 17 of the first 18 games this season. He's really turned it up this week on defense, which has been huge, and as I've mentioned, is a big part of this team playing better without Steph, without Draymond, without Boogie, without McKinney. I always have to throw McKinney in there. But when they went 9-1 last year without Steph, it's because KD was playing inspired MVP-type basketball on both ends of the floor. And we've seen that the last 3 games. You can throw OKC in there as well. He played great against OKC. And the fact that Klay is kind of getting it together, I think the best part about Klay's game, obviously it was huge and it was awesome to watch, and he was a major part of them coming back and getting the win. But it's just those first 3 quarters, it just felt like, oh, Klay's still struggling. You know, when is he going to get it together? He puts together that 4th quarter, and it feels like maybe Klay's back. Maybe he's found what has been missing. I don't know, though. We'll see. I feel like I've said that a number of times this year. So a great game for the Warriors. Great win. They will be taking on the Toronto Raptors on Thursday. And if you're going to be in Toronto, what you need to do is get yourself some Action Heat clothing. This episode is brought to you by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via panels similar to a heated car seat. Finally, they can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion battery. Lasts up to 12 hours on each charge. That is better than my cell phone charge, man. My phone dies in minutes. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone. How about that? Or any other gadget while you're wearing them. Man, I need that. Perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list. Great for anyone who works outdoors, skiers, snowboarders, people who travel to follow the Warriors. If you're going up to Toronto, you're going to need Action Heat, or just anyone who hates being cold. That's my sister. I'm definitely getting my sister some Action Heat clothing for Christmas. Never warm, always cold. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body, including heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments like heated base layer shirts and long johns. You can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. Action Heat is available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released for this winter season. Make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth, because it's getting cold out there, man. I'm sitting here. You guys might have been here in the rain hitting the window in the studio right now. It is cold out. It is wet out. Get Action Heat. Stay warm. It is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm, even if the most frigid winter weather. I'm definitely getting Action Heat for my family, my mom, my sister, even my brother. Bunch of thin-blooded, cold clowns. Definitely get Action Heat. Here's a little something for the listeners. Got a special offer for you. You can save up to 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon. Check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/lockedon. And use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all the outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. Thank you, Action Heat, for sponsoring this podcast. And this podcast is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. A little bit of news as far as the injuries are concerned for the Warriors. First things first, Steph Curry. It's looking pretty good that he's going to play in Toronto against the Raptors on Thursday for a game that Klay Thompson even said in his post-game interview yesterday, who knows, could be a preview of June. Talking about the finals. For a game that could be a finals preview, it'd be nice to have Steph back. It would be very nice to have Steph. It'd be nice to have Steph back against anyone. But especially against Toronto, and we all know Steph loves playing in Toronto. His dad used to play there. Aisha is from there. He just loves to play against Toronto. It'll be interesting to see. I think he will, unless there's any setbacks, but we'll see. They're going to be careful with him, as they should. Again, even if it is a quote-unquote finals preview, would rather have Steph Curry healthy for the finals than for game number, 23 on the schedule. So they're going to take their time, and they're going to figure it out, and that's the way to go. DeMarcus Cousins. You know what? Actually, let me come back to that. Draymond Green, though, will not be available for the Toronto Raptors game on Thursday. He also won't be available for Pistons on Saturday. Going to be reevaluated on Monday before they take on the Hawks, I think. So Steph is going to beat Draymond back. This toe injury is lingering, and it's too bad because Draymond is a vital part to this team. But that's just how it goes. Oh, well, same situation with Steph. Would rather have him healthy later in the year than for game 23. But we are also kind of seeing a little bit what people have talked about as far as a team's trepidation to pay him a 5-year supermax or even a max, any long-term deal, is the way he plays and his body, the injuries are going to start mounting and start racking up. And he's been a soldier. He's had injuries that he's played through. That's the other thing. I know he's played a ton of games, but he's been injured while playing those games, and now he's starting to have injuries that are keeping him out. Just something to think about, but he will be back in an undetermined amount of time, but possibly Monday. DeMarcus Cousins, it came out that he wanted to try and play this upcoming road trip, which is a little crazy to me, and they have talked and decided to push it back to at least after Christmas, which to me means he'll probably be there playing around the same timeline that I originally had, which was mid-January. I'd mentioned before that Tim Kawakami thought it would be mid-December. So, you know, for a guy who's locked into the Warriors like him and around the team all the time, much more than I am, that, you know, I was listening to Tim. But it's definitely not going to be mid-December. It's going to be after Christmas at the earliest. And to me, I still think it'll be mid-January. Could even be later than that. So we'll have to wait and see. But those are quick injury updates on the three main injured guys. I feel bad because as these injury updates come in, it's the headliners people ask about. Alphonso McKinney, he's still day-to-day. I don't know when he'll be back. I'd like to know, but we'll see. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. About to wrap this thing up real quick. Just wanted to give you my league pass picks for this evening. And it's a solid night in the NBA. There are 5 games, and I'm going to go with Raptors-Grizzlies at 5 o'clock and then Lakers-Nuggets at 6. Lakers-Nuggets is on NBA TV, so check that one out. Grizzlies are playing well, man. Grizzlies are a solid team. Don't sleep on them. And then Lakers-Nuggets, 2 teams that are good, but I don't know. You know, I got questions about them. I got questions about them. So check those out. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.